Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If you're listening to us live out east, if it isn't that time, you may be listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. At crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We got a whole bunch of show in us today. It's the end of the, well, sadly, the holiday season is over. Not the season, but the...
God damn, no, it's not.
Okay, I have to stop for one second.
You're going to crash the markets with talk like that.
I'm listening to myself in a 30-second delay,
right,
and
right.
I'm trying to do stuff
well,
here.
That's a side effect of the Omicron.
And I'm completely...
We are invaded by the Omicron variant.
Discombobulated. Join us on social media during the show at crabdiving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, D-I-V-I-N-G on the Twitter. And we check that one during the show. And if you join us on our Facebook page, there's all kinds of shit going on there. And also nothing going on our Instagram page.
Yay!
And thanks for buying stuff at our Amazon link. It's that time of year to go buy shit for people. crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to go buy shit for people, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out. You can use the banner on the webpage too.
What should people buy you for Christmas, Pat?
I have all that I need, Ryan.
Okay.
What do you want?
What do you want?
I don't know. Okay. What do you want?
I have no fucking idea.
Well, there you go. The
children.
Oh, well,
no, not that.
Alec wants to have children. Alec wants to have more children.
Oh my God!
This is how you human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
Why did they have to make this variant the name of something like? It just sounds like, you know what it sounds like. Oh my God! It sounds like Transformers, the Omicron. For some reason, it sounds like something out of Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
I am the Allspice or whatever the fuck that was.
The Allspice.
You know what I mean? The Allspace, altspace.com or whatever the fuck. All, yeah. But why did they make it sound like something cool?
Why what?
Why did they make it sound so cool? Omicron.
Well, it's Greek letters.
Yeah.
So.
They had no choice.
I mean, that's what they got to.
Right.
The Greeks invented that cool sounding
letter.
Let us see what the headlines be over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. The headline we got going there. Biden. Omicron, quote, concern.
Yes.
But not cause for panic, says our presidente.
Well, yeah, if you're vaccinated, you shouldn't have to panic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you might get it, but it'll be less, right, than it would be?
Well, we don't know. It may make the infection less bad, but we don't know.
You know, I read in Salon that the Omicron, the existence is evidence that the world has fucked this pandemic up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Vaccine hesitancy.
I guess we're not shocked.
Yeah, that's true. Meaning it could be worse. What's going on?
I think the...
Is the stream fucked up? But we're still recording.
Yes, we are. Okay. I'm just listening on the stupid delay now and the drop.
Are you guys concerned about Omicron?
And the drops again were echoing. So I'm going to try to fix something else here as we're going.
Are you concerned?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Not more concerned. I mean,
I wonder if I could do.
I haven't been going out. I'm still, you know, in my hobbit hole. So,
Omicron. Yeah.
You know, it's not. I don't know.
I wonder.
Yeah, I am.
I wonder if. What if we could start doing things like people will to get into venues? You have to show your vaccination card.
That may happen.
God, it seems so unlikely in Florida. I mean, DeSantis.
I mean, I agree. It's unlikely in Florida.
It would have to get so bad here for that to happen.
Yeah.
But it already got bad. Didn't it?
You don't care. You don't want the truth. You don't want to be helped.
You know what? It's so ridiculous that someone asked, oh, how bad? Did it actually get bad in Florida? Yes. Yes, it did.
Yes, it did, actually.
Stupid question.
Why are you poking me in the back of the leg?
She's already done with the fucking
your con
show.
Toy?
She's like, hey.
President Joe Biden called the new coronavirus variant a cause for concern, but not a cause for panic today. Said he was not considering any widespread U.S. lockdown.
Okay.
He urged Americans anew
to
get fully vaccinated, including booster shots. It's still echoing, motherfucker.
Oh, all right. We're not going out.
Well, no, we're fine. It's these drops.
Oh,
I can't
I
get
see.
Them to stop echoing. There's some weird in the update of the DJ software. There was some fucked up update that reset all the defaults.
What the fuck,
and
guys?
Somewhere in all my fucking around all these years, I had found the right setting to not have to have the goddamn drops echoing, but I
maybe
failed.
Maybe they changed that setting or something.
Speaking Monday at the White House, Biden said it was inevitable that the new variant would reach the U.S., but he also said the country has tools necessary to protect Americans, particularly the approved vaccines and booster shots.
Okay. Well,
when Omicron arrives, it will, Biden said, we will face this new threat just as we have faced those that have come before it.
No, okay, time out. Time the fuck out. Can we face him better?
Well, the cool thing about these mRNA viruses, besides the 5G and the magnetism, is that they can kind of crank these out a little bit quicker. So, you know, weeks to develop it and months to a couple of months to get it out.
Right.
You know, it's just a getting out and scaling everything. But they're probably already, undoubtedly, they're already working on an Omicron tailored mRNA.
Yeah. Well, shit. Yeah. I want it. God damn. I'll buy it. Didn't Biden say that your best bet was to get vaccinated, right?
Well, yeah.
So, okay. So do you think people will do that?
And it still might, you know, it still might mitigate, even if it's 40, I don't know what they said, 40% more virulent, like it's easier to catch or something
gross.
Like that.
Oh, everything is just that, so gross these days.
But it may not be as fatal. We don't know yet.
Perfect.
It still might mitigate the being vaccinated still might mitigate some of the nastiness of it.
Yeah.
Once you get it. Right. You know what I mean? Like you might get as severe of a case. We don't know yet. They're still studying the Omicron.
You know, the thing is, man, I'm so tired. Every fucking goddamn story we've done about that. How long have we been in this pandemic since 2020,
January 2020.
Yeah. I mean,
coming up on 2 years.
We always say that at the end of every story. It's like, we don't know.
Well, we don't.
God, it sucks.
The more it gets out there and gets to mutate, the less we know about where it's going.
And this goes back to like why people needed lockdowns and masks, right?
Because
it mitigates
it.
So you don't get as much as this shit.
Yeah, it would have helped.
Now we just have a bunch of this shit out there. I mean, and part of me is like, if you don't want to get vaccinated, fine, go fuck yourself. Choke on this shit. We've all been living like, you know, it would be great if the vaccinated could go on with their lives like it used to be. But we can't because of this shit. That's why it's so fucking frustrating. And like, are we in the part where we're at like a vaccination plateau? Like at this point, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, it's going to be tough to convince you to do so.
We saw that poll, I think they did, where they said that they are less, if you haven't gotten it, you're far less likely to get it. Obviously. I mean, that's I don't think that's rocket science, but they
vaccinated.
Talk to people and they're like, well, I ain't gonna go yet.
Oh, you dumb fucks. You pitiful fucking dumb fucks. No offense.
Biden said if people are vaccinated and wear their masks, there's no need for lockdowns.
Guess what? We're gonna have lockdowns. Guess fucking what?
Pharmaceutical companies are already adjusting their existing COVID-19 vaccines to better attack the Omicron variant. There you go.
Man, but people are going to start getting this, and there's going to be a run on vaccines, don't you think?
No. But Fauci said no.
God damn.
Americans are dumb and being led by evil people. The dumb ones are being herded by evil greedsters. But Fauci said Americans should make it a priority to get either their first shots... Get your fucking first shot or get a booster.
Who do you think you're, Fauci? Listen to me.
Rather than waiting for new information or a new formulation.
It's amazing what people think of Fauci. It really is. It's amazing.
He added that depending on what scientists learn about the Omicron variant in the coming weeks, we may not need targeted boosters to contain that strain of the virus.
Do it anyway. God. We will need it.
Says any Omicron-specific vaccine probably could not begin to be produced for another couple of months, so getting boosters now is a very important initial line of defense. So get out there, and if you're not vaccinated, get your first fucking...
Yeah. My thought was, when I heard that, was like, well, why didn't we start on this fucking thing earlier? But we couldn't, right? Because it's this weird thing that mutates out of fucking nature that we just discovered. Nature can suck my dick. Jesus. You've been particularly hard on us, don't you think? That hurricane and the pandemic.
What
the fuck are we doing to you that's so fucking bad?
Pumping carbon into the atmosphere and true. Drilling and fracking and...
Yeah.
Plastic islands in the ocean.
Come on, we're trying, though.
Noting that the new variant, like earlier ones, sprang up overseas in areas with lower vaccination rates, Joe Biden said it was both a moral imperative and in America's self-interest to speed up global vaccinations.
Yes.
He noted the U.S. has already donated more than 275 million doses, more than the rest of the world combined, and is on pace to deliver more than 1.1 billion doses globally by September of next year. Which is good. And you got the Republicans who are like, well, what are we doing? Why are we spending money on sending it overseas? But you're not going to take it, you drool cupper.
You know what? This is what I have to say to the Republican Party, especially after, I don't know, just reading news stories about you fuck faces all weekend. This is the best you can hope for the Republican Party. Sit in the corner. Don't look at anybody. Don't rape anybody. That's it. What more could you ask for from the GOP?
Oh God, who cares? The headline over the Drudge Report, Twitter Jack steps down. Oh, gasp. Jack is stepping down. Oh, whatever will we all do?
Who gives a fuck?
Seriously, exactly. Who gives a fuck? Who
fucking cares?
Okay, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is stepping down as chief of the social media company, effective immediately.
Damn!
Twitter's chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, will take over the helm.
Yay.
Dorsey, 45, was serving as both CEO of Twitter and of Square, his digital payments company.
Okay.
Dorsey will remain a member of the board until his term expires at the 2020 meeting of stockholders.
What's he going to do? Live on his yacht?
at which point Salesforce president and CEO Brett Taylor will become chairman of the board.
Hell yeah, another fucking white guy.
Succeeding some other asshole, a former Google executive who will remain on the board, blah, 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 shuffling rich white guys around.
Oh, God, I wish we could say we're coming for your shit, but we aren't. Ugh, enjoy your mega yachts.
I've decided to leave Twitter because I believe the company is ready to move on from its founders, says Dorsey.
Does he have money?
Oh, he's a billionaire. He's one of the founders of...
Why are you working? You know what I find...
Well, he's not.
Right, right. But if you're a billionaire before this, I mean... I think I'm retiring. If I was a billionaire,
I would have sold Twitter long time ago.
Deuces, baby, go fuck yourself.
I'm on an island. So I'm on my island somewhere.
I'm going to the country of the Virgin Isles.
Agrawal has been CTO since 2017. Has been with Twitter for over 10 years.
Yay.
So there we go.
Hey, just don't let Trump back on there because we're trying not to. You know, we're trying not to go out in a mushroom cloud. So please, don't let Trump back on Twitter.
So there we go, Jack. And a lot of people are speculating that the censorship may get a little nastier there over at the Twitter because they think that Jack was the one kind of keeping a lot of the censorship down. But that there may be more of that
weird
in future.
Because we were talking about this in the living room, and I was...
Crab diving offline.
That's right. I thought maybe Jack Dorsey was losing his job because he banned Shitler.
No.
I mean, he should have done it earlier.
Elsewhere in the news.
I mean, because listen...
Those are your headlines.
Yeah, you have you have your own platform that you made, and then one day you wake up, you're clicking around on, holy shit... Look at all these Nazis using my platform to further their agenda. Oh, let me do a quick, what kind of check would that be? Some sort of moral check with your check in with yourself?
I guess.
Would it bother you if you built a platform like Twitter and a bunch of Nazis were using it to proliferate their fascism and shit? I mean, just saying, it took a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he did, or they did a better job than Facebook, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg seems...
I think Facebook is more insidious with those ads and those private groups and stuff. Twitter is, you know, Twitter's kind of a public message board. Yeah, everybody can read everything. You know what I mean? There's no groups. There's no private... private groups or any of that shit that they have on fucking Facebook private pages.
Is Zuckerberg Republican Data from Star Trek?
Republican Data. Oh, Data.
He looks like an android. Do you think so?
That's an insult too. Data.
I'm sorry.
The world is shutting again, says the Drudge Report.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
The World Health Organization warned today that the global risk from the Omicron variant is very high. Based on early evidence, saying the mutated coronavirus could lead to surges with severe consequences.
Is that them being sensationalistic, or is that...
The assessment has amounted to the World Health Organization's strongest, most explicit warning yet about the new version that was first identified days ago by researchers in South Africa. There's a widening circle of countries around the world that are now reporting cases of the variant.
Woo.
And those countries are moving to slam their doors in an act now, ask questions later approach, while scientists are trying to figure out just how dangerous the mutant version might be.
Well, why don't we just assume it's real fucking dangerous? Because I think we've underestimated everything about this pandemic from the get-go, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be real fucking bad. Let me, spoiler alert, Omicron's going to fucking suck.
Japan announced it is barring entry to all foreign visitors, joining Israel in doing so. Morocco has banned all incoming flights. Other countries, including us and members of the EU, are moving to prohibit travelers arriving from southern Africa.
Right.
The World Health Organization says there are considerable uncertainties about the variant, but They say preliminary evidence raises the possibility that the variant has mutations that could help it both evade an immune system response and boost its ability to spread from one person to another.
How the fuck is it doing this?
It's called evolution.
Ugh, God, I'm with these fucking what is anti-evolution science called? Like, what is it called? There's a dumb word for it or a weird word for it.
The creationists?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But maybe this is one. I wish they were right.
Young Earth creationists?
Yeah, I don't know. I wish they were right, though. You know, then this thing, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We could just beg some god to stop this. And if we were able to just convince him that this is not a great thing for us, they would stop it.
Depending on characteristics of the new variant, there could be future surges of COVID-19. Which cool. could have severe consequences depending on a number of factors, including where the surges take place. The overall global risk is assessed as very high.
Come get these dumb fucking rednecks. We're lining up for the Omicron. Come on down, baby. Florida's open for business, bitches.
They say countries should accelerate vaccinations as quickly as possible.
I'm sorry.
There have been no deaths linked to the new variant so far, but they only, what do they have, like 20 people so far?
So it's got a zero death rate.
So far, little is known for certain about the variant, including whether it's more contagious, likely to cause more serious illness, or able to evade vaccines. The last week, a advisory panel said it might be more likely to reinfect people who have already had a bout with COVID-19.
You know, I don't mean to laugh, but I know at least, you know, not necessary to name names. I know a dumb fuck that has gotten, that is not vaccinated, that has had COVID twice.
Twice.
And you're going to get this, aren't you, you dumb fuck? You're going to get this one too.
Well, and spread it.
Oh, and spread it. Isn't that nice?
Scientists warn that the virus will keep finding new ways to exploit weaknesses in the world's vaccination drive. The discovery in Africa occurred in a continent where under 7% of the population is vaccinated.
Do you think that the world isn't doing enough to vaccinate people?
Yes.
Like the drug companies aren't loosening patents and sharing information like they should?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know enough about it to opine.
Right.
Spain on Monday became one of the latest countries to report its first Omicron case.
Yay!
Detected in a traveler who returned Sunday from South Africa after making a stopover in Amsterdam.
Hell yeah!
Hey, Amsterdam, here's some Omicron for you.
Let's just fuck up the whole planet. Let's fuck up Amsterdam today, guys. We're going to bring Amsterdam Omicron.
Most of the majority of infections recorded around the world have been in travelers arriving from abroad. Cases in Portugal and Scotland, however, are raising fears that it may have already been spread locally.
Oh, yes, of course. Why not just assume it has? You know what I mean? I mean, that's this assume the worst or whatever.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the U.S. CDC, reacted to the potential threat by urging everyone 18 and older to get your vaccines.
Yay!
And get booster shots.
Good.
She says strong immunity will likely prevent serious illness.
Ooh, that's right.
So,
does ivermectin help with this one or no?
As much as it did the previous one, probably.
My God. Leave it to the people of the South to do the wrong thing, but to make people that sell horse de-louser, what is it?
Wormer.
Horse de-wormer.
Parasite.
Let's make them rich. Richer.
Despite the global worry, doctors in South Africa have been reporting that patients with the Omicron are suffering mostly mild symptoms so far, but they warn that it is early. Most of the new cases are people in their 20s and 30s who generally do not get as sick from COVID as older patients. So
right.
It still may affect older and people with compromised immune systems or pre-existing conditions, etc.
I get it. Same verse, different verse, same as the first. A little bit longer, a little bit worse. So just like it was before, younger people get it. They're asymptomatic. They give it to people that are sick or old or whatever, and then they get fucked up.
Yes.
You go to spring break, you spread the shit, you bring it home to your parents or whatever. Oh.
Let's see, other COVID, unusual symptoms, here it is.
Oh, good. Unusual symptoms.
intense fatigue and rapid pulse rate.
Okay.
Are what these people tend to be.
Intense fatigue.
They're seeing, yeah.
Jesus. That means you're real fucking tired.
Those are the, but they don't. This doctor that first identified the variant in South Africa said that they did not appear to have the loss of taste and smell that many had. So
that's nice.
Somehow that may have mutated away.
Yay. That's kind of why, I mean, geez, gosh, it's a good idea to get the vaccine probably. I mean, maybe it gives you a better chance to not get fucked up by Omicron.
Omicron. So that's the COVID news. There's probably more we'll run across, I'm sure.
God damn, this is 2022.
Hour and a half.
This year was supposed to be better. This year was supposed to be better, Jesus. It's November. Thank you.
And New York City, they're wondering if New York may be at the start of a winter surge.
Perfect.
Of the COVID.
God.
And this is the Delta. This isn't even the Omicron.
What?
The city's positive test rate rose to a two-month high as hospitals admitted more than 100 new virus patients on Friday, contributing to a 25% jump in hospitalizations in only 2 weeks.
Don't we have a vaccine? Again, isn't our vaccine, doesn't it protect you from the Delta?
If you get it.
If you get the vaccine.
If you get vaccinated.
Fuck yeah, of course, man. Right. People so in New York aren't getting fucking vaccinated.
Probably most of these are there's a lot of upstaters that
yeah, that's true.
Are GOP lunatics.
We just didn't do it. The thing is, and I mean this. No, I don't mean this in the nicest way possible. We didn't do anything right. And that's what happens. You didn't do anything right. So now everything is fucked up. That makes sense.
Very little was done right, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Beginning. Good guys. Good job.
But arguably, who knows what, you know, even if we were better off here, it still might be fucking up in other parts of the world, you know.
Right.
So, but regardless, everybody should have done better.
We just live in a place where everybody did badly, bigly badly.
Especially this state, yeah.
Oh, this state is just full of dumb fucks. Stabbing each
Texas.
Other, breathing on each other. Texas? Florida is worse than Texas.
But I mean the same governance, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. We're Texas without Matthew McConaughey. Nobody's gonna swoop in from the movies to save our ass.
Well, neither is he. He announced he's not. Those are the headlines over
Yay.
At the Drudge and the HuffPo.
Perfect.
Hope everybody had a good, safe Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You probably know what.
Fight with your asshole relatives.
NPR was talking about the wave that we're going to have because of Thanksgiving and all the family get-togethers. You know?
Well, we did last year.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we didn't, but the people that went out and had these huge gatherings,
dude. And you can see people having these holiday parties and shit, and there's like so many cars in their front fucking yard. He's spreading it all around, man.
Matthew McConaughey has decided not to run for Texas governor.
Damn it!
He announced on his Instagram that the elected office is a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment, he says.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is long.
I'm choosing not to take. Thank you. I'm so glad you didn't run for president, I think. Or governor. He's governor, right?
Governor. In a 3-minute video, he talked about the values of service and responsibility and problems in local and national politics, saying that while he had been considering a run for governor of Texas, he'd been out, quote, listening and learning, been measuring and studying Texas politics and American politics in an attempt to understand the issues and how he best could serve.
Get out that wallet, motherfucker, and donate to somebody's campaign.
As a simple kid born in the little town of Uvalde, Texas, it never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership.
You considered yourself.
It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It's also a path I'm choosing not to take at this moment.
When do you hit on your bongos? Doesn't he play the bongos out in his backyard or something? Or
yeah, like naked and shit.
Yeah, right? Legitimate president, man. I mean, you weren't. That's so funny. It's humbling that people considered me as president.
It's humble to be considered.
I did. I considered.
No one.
No, I considered what it might be like. Governor. Shit, not president. I considered what it would be like to. I mean, it would be better than Abbott.
Yeah, we have a couple of examples. Jesse Ventura.
Do you think
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Governor Matthew McConaughey would be better than Governor Greg Fuckface Abbott. Do you think?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Right. He would be.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, at least they'd, he would veto a bunch of shit that the legislature's sending up to him.
Would there be somebody telling him when to do it?
I don't think he's dumb.
That doesn't, it's complicated, all the shit you have to do. I know he's not dumb. But, I mean, we know he teaches acting, and we know he's a good actor. But, like, knowing how a bill becomes a law is kind of complicated.
I'm just a bill. Yeah, I'm only a bill.
Do you think Matthew McConaughey was the best chance to take away the governorship from Abbott? Oh, shit.
No.
Did we fuck up? Should it have been Governor Matthew McConaughey because Beto's going to fucking lose?
I think McConaughey would have started talking and it would have just been, he would have taken, 10-15% of the vote if he was running as an independent. And he would just torpedo Beto's chances. I'm sure that's, people got to him and they're like, look, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Beto has a chance.
Beto's people got to Matthew McConaughey's people?
Well, every human in Texas, all of his Hollywood friends are probably, right, what the fuck are you doing? You're gonna sink Beto because you're not gonna get Republican votes. You're not gonna peel off the lunatics as much as you think you're a centrist. They're not gonna vote for some liberal stoner actor. Beto's gonna have a hard enough time because I saw Abbott tweeted today something a list of why Beto. Yeah. And of course, he's coming for your guns. Was right in there in the list of bad ones.
Matthew McConaughey, listen to me. Go hang out with Beto. Make him more cool and chill. Do you know what I mean? Teach him how to talk to people better. And teach him, like, when he's at places that he can be chill. He doesn't need to jump on top of a fucking table where people are eating if he's gonna, he wants to connect with people. Don't you think that's a good idea to have Matthew McConaughey kind of teach Beto how to be more cool.
Well, Beto's cool.
Yeah. But Matthew McConaughey's the guy in the Lincoln Navigator commercial.
Well, yeah.
You know? He's got that cheek.
I know what you would tell Beto.
What?
Not to jump up on tables.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's so stupid looking. Look at dumb fuck. Let the Republicans do that shit. Let the Republicans look like stupid fuckheads. Nobody needs to jump up on tables. Nobody needs to scream like, that one. Do you remember that with, it's a deep cut, but when I can't remember his name now, when Watts-his-face screamed after the Iowa caucus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was done. Howard Dean.
Matthew McConaughey dropping out.
Yay.
Not dropping in. Letting us know he's not dropping into the
Thank race. You. It's, it was an honor for me to consider myself to run for president. That's a good concession speech.
We've got what is this? Where is this?
Yeah.
What country is this? Germany. Oh, okay.
Nine.
Hundreds of people queued up to be injected with an illegal homemade vaccine.
Oh, God damn it.
Somewhere in Germany.
Oh, we're doing it here. We'll do it here. They did it there. We'll do it here.
Four men are under investigation for violating German medical laws after dozens of people were injected with an illegal homemade COVID vaccine in the northern German city of Lübeck. Police said they arrived at the underground vaccination drive. Fuck. Why? You have real vaccines. Why do you need... Okay.
And I thought Germany was into science and shit like that. They weren't like us.
Once there, they found 150 people waiting to be vaccinated.
But why?
And about 80 others gathered out in front. Authorities believe about 50 people had already been vaccinated before they shut down this immunization drive, gathering vaccine what? Samples and a list of patients who had been injected with the bootleg.
What are these dumb fuckers doing? Are they at a stove, like, stirring something in a pot and then pouring it into vials and then sticking themselves?
In a joint statement, Lübeck police and public prosecutors said four men aged, 61, 74, 80, and 81.
Jesus.
Are being investigated on suspicion of violating Section 96 of the Medicines Act, which relates to the manufacture and use of unapproved drugs.
Ooh, you guys, listen. You guys got to get it together, you 80. This guy's 80 years old making fake vaccine.
They didn't reveal the identities, but German media is reporting that the man who developed the vaccine is Winfried Stoker, a Lübeck-based doctor and entrepreneur who has publicly claimed to have developed his own COVID vaccine who owns the city's airport. That's where this vaccination drive was, where they caught him.
Wow.
At his airport.
Well, okay. Get the real vaccine, though.
He's the founder of a laboratory diagnostics company, Euroimmune, which he reportedly sold for over $1 billion 4 years ago. He since made headlines for claiming to have developed his own COVID vaccine, administering it to himself and employees at his lab without approval of the German drug regulator.
What does it mean? Okay, what does that look like then? You know, I got a vaccine. It came in a normal shot, I guess. I mean, what does the process look like compared to making the real vaccine? The fake vaccines. I mean,
I don't know.
What is their process? Do they have a lab?
He did publish the formula online, making it available for others. He claims his vaccine is 97% effective.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome. I got Moderna. How effective is that? Is that better than Moderna?
Well, I mean, in real life? Or
I don't know. Why would you? You know what's weird about this fake vaccine shit is, like, let's say you're into that. You made one. You're like, okay, I'm finished. Do you want it to be effective, or do you want it to seem like the real thing? What do you want more of?
Oh, this guy's a right-wing nut job. Stoker had previously made headlines for xenophobic statements and his large donations to Germany's far-right AfD party.
Oh, cool.
As well as owning the airport and his own airline, he bought a historic department store in the eastern city of Görlitz and was setting that was a setting in Wes Anderson's Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
In 2014, he canceled the benefit concert to be held at the store for refugees, telling the press, quote, so many foreign refugees are not welcome to me.
God, that's not very Christian of you, right? There's no Christianity. He's not being very Christian.
I don't know if he's a Christian.
Oh, okay.
Germany has some of the highest atheism.
Oh, good for you guys. But this guy sounds bad. He's a Nazi. He's a Nazi fake vaccine guy. That sounds nice.
A researcher at an anti-racist group foundation said that Stoker appears to be pitching his homemade vaccine as populist serum, which is more palatable to vaccine skeptics than the mRNA technology used by Pfizer, Moderna.
You'd rather have that?
He seems to appeal to at least some sections of the vax skeptic movement who distrust state institutions and the new mRNA technology. He's somehow been able to present his vaccine as a populist serum for at least some otherwise skeptical anti-vax.
And there we have it. That's why this will be written all over our tombstone. A dumb fucking guy who, I don't know. Why would anybody want this? What is it called? A what serum? A Nazi shot?
Populist.
I would rather have the populist serum than the Moderna.
Germany has one of the lowest vaccination rates in Western Europe, with only 68.4% fully vaxxed, and they are currently suffering a fourth wave of the virus.
Perfect, Pat. Very nice. Good. Get vaccinated. Get the real vaccine.
Surprised it's not happened more here.
We don't know, man. That's true. Mean, somebody is. I am just. I want to meet. Maybe I don't want to meet the person. You won't get Moderna. But if some fucking Nazi says, hey, I stirred this around in a pot in my basement and I poured it through some beakers, it might be more effective than your mRNA bullshit. You should try it.
We do have other stuff in the news.
Yes. Who administers a fake vaccine? Do they have just give it to people or?
No, they had that drive at that airport.
So their nurses like giving this.
Well, I would assume he hired some people. Yeah.
I just think that's a crazy. That's crazy.
Elsewhere in the news, we've got. Oh, look, Josh Bernstein is out talking.
Oh, perfect.
Let's see what he has to say.
That's very nice. I wonder if Josh Bernstein will get the fake vaccine.
I'm already going to tell you that there's going to be a major terrorist attack, major, within the next 90 days, okay? Possibly even on 9/11, who knows? But
what is this?
There's
what
no
is
way
this?
You can have a border wide open the way it is, bringing in Afghan...
Oh, this is Right Wing Watch proving that Josh Bernstein was wrong, that this didn't happen.
Right, oh, okay.
He said this months ago.
Yeah, so there was not a terrorist attack. And they're just following up.
You can have a border wide open the way it is, bringing in Afghan refugees that are actually Taliban members.
Ugh, that's
and
not true.
The resurgence of ISIS and all these other...
The Afghan refugees, the people that helped us, the translators and stuff, are what these scumbags are crying about.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, why don't we just ask Josh Bernstein what happened? Your prediction didn't come through. What do you have to say for yourself? Were you wrong?
Prophecy is strange.
He's not a prophet.
Maybe someone stole his prophecy. Like they're stealing Mark Taylor's.
I didn't think Josh Bernstein was a prophet.
He's not, but he's prophesying.
Terrorist groups. There's no way that we're not going to have a terrorist attack within the next 90 days. I hope and pray I'm wrong, okay? Please, God, let me be wrong on that. Because I don't want to see Americans get killed. I don't want to see these things happen. But
liar, you've almost whipped out your dick and fapped right on camera when you're talking about going after liberals violently.
He's like, it's unavoidable that we'll have a terrorist attack in the 90 days. Please, God, dear God, let me be wrong. God, it's just the histrionics are insane.
Well, I don't believe him.
No, I don't. This guy is full of shit. Yeah, he is making some cash, I think.
God is anointing those that are standing up with an incredible boldness and an authority.
Oh.
And yet we still have immature Christians who you say something bold or something that touches on politics and they don't think, well, that shouldn't be mentioned in the church. And my question is, well, then where do you really think that you're going to hear the truth about the culture or about what's happening in your government? Do you think you're going to hear it from the news? You haven't heard it from the news. So let's grow up.
Wait. This is Hank Kuhneman, a real prophet, who is saying that you're going to get real news from him, from the preachers who are telling you the earth is 6,000 years old and we didn't come from the scum of monkeys.
You know what's funny about that is I always think about the 700. Yeah. The scum of monkeys.
Your uncle?
Yeah. Yeah. My uncle said that. Absolutely. Remember that shit?
That's a great quote.
Monkeys are like, why are you calling them scum? Like, it's just my penis.
So this is Hank Kuhneman, who's recently been really upsetty pants over the fact that people are calling out these fucking prophets for their fake prophecy, mainly because most of these assholes predicted Trump would win. And then after he lost, they predicted, oh, don't worry, he's coming back. Don't worry, any day now. Oh, wait, it's going to be next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, wait a second. It's soon. Don't worry.
Yeah, Hank, I mean, you know, you've predicted things and nothing is coming true. That's how it always works.
How dare you question the prophets, Ryan?
How is it even questioning you? You're like, this is going to happen on a certain time.
About the culture or about what's happening in your government. Do you think you're going to hear it from the news? Mm-hmm. You haven't heard it from the news. So let's grow up and realize that there was never a separation between church and state. That is not what our founding fathers intended.
They wrote that term.
Yeah.
They didn't invent separation of church and state as a sentence or as a term. Thomas fucking Jefferson did, and the boys.
Yeah. And then after they wrote that term, they went outside and raped their slaves. Whatever they
The Treaty of Tripoli.
Right.
Specifically states, the United States was in no way founded upon the Christian religion.
Let's say it was, though. Let's say it was. Why can't we evolve and progress and get away from that bullshit, that sky god shit?
But it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So it doesn't even fucking matter.
Right.
There's intended. In fact, the signing of the Declaration was many preachers that caused themselves to come together and get involved in politics.
One preacher.
The 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, there was one minister. One.
Okay. But he's saying many. And by many.
Well, yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Maybe he doesn't know.
That caused themselves to come together and get involved in politics.
Well,
he's lying.
No. Who is the one preacher? There's one preacher. John Adams taught Sunday school sometimes. You know, didn't he?
Lawyer, merchant, physician, plantation owner. Hmm.
Yay.
Merchant, plantation owner. Lawyer, surveyor, merchant, lawyer, merchant, land speculators. What does that mean? Scientist, printer. Oh, Benjamin Franklin. We like him. Merchant, scientist, plantation owner. Minister, Lyman Hall.
Yay!
From the state of Georgia.
Hell yeah! And I'm sure Lyman was fucking awesome. I'm sure he was a great fucking guy.
The only minister listed.
Wow.
So and a lot of plantation owners. You'll be surprised to learn, I think.
But Kuhneman is a prophet.
Yeah.
Kuhneman's a prophet. So he doesn't predict things that happened in the past. He doesn't care about that. He's talking about what is coming up. So he got that wrong. That's in the past.
Yes. So that's Hank Kuhneman with his spewing his bullshit.
Does he dress a certain way? Is he like, is there any flair to what he wears? He just dresses?
Oh, yeah. Well, his hair and his eyebrows are a blacker than a black hole, unnaturally. He's got some weird paisley button-down shirt on and like a brown suede jacket. He's kind of pimped out.
Right. I like that outfit, man. Prophets.
There you go. With an F? Yes, his profits. He makes lots of profits.
Right. He's killing it. He's killing it being wrong.
He doesn't care that he's wrong. He's raking in the dough, fleecing these morons.
God, that's weird, because if I was a prophet, my thing would be, okay, so there's all these other prophets out there. They're all wrong. I'm right. So I'd want to be right as much as I could. I don't want to be the best.
I'm telling you, this dream was from God, because I saw millions and millions just in total darkness and cloaks of darkness on our nation. And I saw these people just sitting in darkness. And suddenly in 1987, before you probably were born, I saw Donald Trump walk out of this mass darkness. Ugh. And he had this beautiful light colored tan suit on, reminding me of Palm Beach, but I've never seen him wear something quite like this. He had the red tie, you know, the hair going on. But in the dream, he was this bright light that God Almighty had anointed. He was.
So this asshole, this is Lee Valentine.
Yes.
And she is described as a beauty industry executive.
Okay. Right.
She's got her own company.
Beauty industry. That would be like, hair dye, makeup, shampoo, conditioner, body wash.
Lee Valentine Beauty is a successful established brand offering nationally recognized pharmaceutical and spa grade health and beauty products in the multi-billion dollar anti-aging industry.
Oh, is this a multi-marketing thing or
no?
She just sells
yeah
lotion with like seahorse sperm in it.
So she is on some ridiculous show. I don't know what this show is that she's on. But she's talking about this dream she had in 1987 where she dreamed of Trump.
87.
He was this bright light that God Almighty had anointed. He was raised up to run for the presidency. And as he began to run and as he won, I just saw these masses like, whoo, just like light began to shine everywhere. And later on, I realized God was using him to expose the swamp. God was bringing that light and that anointing was on him.
Oh God, these two idiots in the other in the other screen. The one guy goes,
ooh, yes.
Did you hear him whisper?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Wow. Yeah. Ooh.
Who remembers the dream they had in 1987?
Well, if you make it up.
Oh, that's true.
Dream in 1987 of Donald Trump coming out of the fucking...
The darkness. He came out of the darkness right after he was done raping E.G. Carroll in the dressing room. It's perfect.
God is anointed. Yeah, if anyone had talked about Obama like that... The thing is, they accused us of talking about Obama like that, and nobody did. Nobody was that obsessed with Obama.
No, but the way they did talk about him, they said there are flies around him and he smells like Satan. Alex Jones said that.
The way they talked about him, right. Yeah, but I mean, the way we talk about him.
Oh, no, no.
Is not the way they talk about Trump. It's creepy. And
It's the same reason that you don't see Hillary for president or Biden stickers in yards or yard signs. From old elections, but Trump signs are still out. Why are Trump signs still out? The election's over.
Well, one.
They don't. What?
We only have one here in the neighborhood.
No. Yeah. There's one.
Even the Trump flags came down by the park.
Right.
The sad Trump flags.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it, guys. Corey Lewandowski's going to come over and beat your ass.
A two-story that on the balcony on the second floor, they had a couple of sad Trump flags that hung out for a really long time.
Do you think this conversation happens if people walk by? Hey, you took your sign down. You took your Trump sign down. You don't believe? What the fuck, motherfucker? Fuck you. Do they get mad when fellow Trumpers take their shit down?
I don't know. I don't know that many people that are really still rocking them.
Yeah.
Even around here, there's the one family that right. has their personalized sign.
Yeah.
That they paid $100 for.
Oh God, that's so disgusting. I see.
Which is just a regular sign.
Yeah.
A regular Trump Pence sign, but that at the top it says the Smith family supports, or it's not Smith. I changed their name.
Yeah.
But that's it. They just print that on. On the top of
right
the stupid, the rest of the sign. And they paid all that money for the personalization.
Well, I see Trump signs here and there. And I also see bumper stickers that say, don't blame me, I voted for Trump.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Oh, we'll blame you. thanks for pointing yourself out.
Thank you for identifying yourself Nazi.
A bunch of a-holes.
Yeah. Omicron.
Omicron. got this Boebert stuff.
Oh my God.
This Boebert Omar stuff. It's just crazy.
Is it, you know, the Republican side of Congress must be nuts.
Well, yeah, I think we know that already.
I hope the Democrats and you guys are walking around, you go in pairs through their cube farm or however it works.
So I guess the story that she told, I think we mentioned it last week, was that she put up this video, Boebert did, said, so the other night on the house floor was not my first jihad squad moment. I was getting into an elevator with one of my staffers, and he and I were leaving the Capitol. We're going back to my office, and we get in the elevator, and I see a Capitol police officer running hurriedly to the elevator. I see fret all over his face, and he's reaching. The door is shutting. I can't open it. What's happening? I look to my left, and there she is, Ilhan Omar. And I said, well, she doesn't have a bath backpack. We should be fine.
You know, man, I think that read is a lot better than hers because I watched this clip and it was like being at an open mic, watching a bad open mic comic do a dumb fucking joke, do some racist joke.
So I look over, so we only had one floor to go, and I say, do I say it or do I not? And I look over and I say, look, the jihad squad decided to show up for work today. Don't worry, it's just her staffers on Twitter that talk for her. She's not tough in person.
God.
Well, so Ilhan Omar has now come out with a statement.
Yes.
And she's like, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
That didn't, it didn't never happen. This she elevator made- scene never happened. She made it up.
Yeah.
And then Boebert is getting, like, they're talking about censuring her now.
Boebert. Yes, censure him.
So she, in big giant quotes, apologized. On Twitter.
How do you apologize for that? That's not a slip of the tongue. That's a story you worked out ahead of time. Don't you think?
She apologized to, quote, anyone in the Muslim community that I offended.
Who wouldn't have been offended, though? The Jihad squad came to work today. At least he didn't bring a backpack. That's offensive.
Boebert said she contacted Omar's office. I apologize to anyone in the Muslim community I have offended with my comment about Rep. Omar. I've reached out to her office to speak with her directly. There are plenty of policy differences to focus on without unnecessary distraction. You started you this, it. You asshole.
You did it.
Omar says it's all made up.
Yeah.
Omar tweeted, fact, this buffoon looks down when she sees me at the Capitol. This whole story is made up. Sad she thinks bigotry gets her clout. Anti-Muslim bigotry isn't funny and shouldn't be normalized. Congress can't be a place where hateful and dangerous Muslim tropes get no condemnation.
That's right.
And on Friday, she asked for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Shitstained McCarthy to take action against Boebert Lee.
I think Nancy will do something. Do you think Kevin will?
I don't think they'll go after this one.
Right.
Pelosi did say Congresswoman Boebert's repeated, ongoing, and targeted Islamophobic comments and actions against another member of Congress, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, are both deeply offensive and concerning.
It's insane, Nancy. It's crazy. You know, Nancy, if this was just some fucking insurance firm, it would be crazy. It would be nuts. You know, if you're at a cube farm and somebody, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is Congress, and I think you're right. You should be concerned and know. I think it's insane.
Here's the funny part. McCarthy said he spoke to Boebert on Friday in the wake of her comments.
Yeah. Like
Kevin McCarthy. I spoke with her.
Speaking to her
he encouraged her to meet with Representative Omar.
Oh.
He said, she has apologized for what she said and reached out to Congresswoman Omar to meet next week. I spoke with Leader Hoyer today to help facilitate that meeting so Congress can get back to talking to each other and working on the challenges facing American people.
Excuse me, you fuck. I would be surprised if Ilhan Omar wanted to work it out with Boebert. How do you work it out with somebody who calls you the jihad squad? I mean, fuck.
Today we have a statement from Representative Omar.
Yeah.
Today, Representative Ilhan Omar released the following statement after she spoke with Representative Lauren Boebert.
Boebert.
Quote, today I graciously accepted a call from Representative Lauren Boebert in the hope of receiving a direct apology.
Yes.
For falsely claiming she met me in an elevator, suggesting I was a terrorist, and for a history of anti-Muslim hate. Instead of apologizing for her Islamophobic comments and fabricated lies, Representative Boebert refused to publicly acknowledge her hurtful and dangerous comments. She instead doubled down on her rhetoric, and I decided to end the unproductive call.
damn.
I believe in engaging with those we disagree with respectfully, but not when that disagreement is rooted in outright bigotry and hate. To date, the Republican Party leadership has done nothing to condemn and hold their own members accountable for repeated instances of anti-Muslim hate and harassment. This is not about one hateful statement or one politician. It is about a party that has mainstreamed bigotry and hatred. It is time for Republican leader McCarthy to actually hold his party accountable. Sorry,
well, that's right,
Omar, but that ain't going to happen.
But they're busted. They're broken. You can't even get... Can you get, will most Republicans say that Trump lost the last election?
No.
Meaning what? They think, they don't think Biden's a real president.
Right.
That, the see, hey, Ilhan, I don't know. I think it's, you're right. They're fucked up.
Well, speaking of polls, here's one for you.
Yeah.
Only 33% of Republicans polled thought that the killers of Ahmaud Arbery should be found guilty. One in three.
Oh my God. There's video of it. There's video of it. I, you know.
Tell us again the Republicans aren't racist shit fucks. Tell us again that there's no systemic racism in America. Come on, convince us, Republicans. One-third of you assholes thought that this lynching was okie-dokie, because you know, he was all black and stuff, and he may have possibly been on a construction site where he didn't belong, Ryan, so he should have been hunted down and killed. Yeah. That's the way America works.
I mean...
Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Racist vermin.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. It's fucking crazy. So what would they, you know what, I'm confused. Let's say Ahmaud Arbery was able to fight these guys off and survive. One in three people would think then that guy would be able to charge Ahmaud Arbery with like assault because he defended himself from being murdered.
When white men pull up on a black man, he should lay down on the ground and say, yes, sir, yes, massa. Yes, sir, yes, massa.
I was
going down on the ground, massa.
You know,
what they want to hear.
Right. Maybe God, you know, listen, I'm an atheist, but let's just entertain this. Maybe God saw this shit and he's like, listen, you guys are just fucking racist. I was going to help you out, but here's the Omicron.
Here's some
COVID. You fuckheads. Enjoy this, you fucks. One in three people?
Yeah, a stunning new poll finds that only a third of Republicans thought the killers of Ahmaud Arbery should be found guilty, while 80% of Democrats said the same. What's wrong with the other 20%?
20%. Listen, watch the fucking there's a video.
It might be, I don't know. I think it was 80% of Democrats and like 17% said they didn't know.
What if it, I was about to say something that's pointless to these people. What if it was someone you were close to, you know?
14% of Republicans said no.
That he shouldn't have been charged with a crime, the guy.
That they were guilty.
Oh, okay.
14% said no. Hard no.
Right.
They should not be.
14 whole fucking percent.
Only 33% said yes.
Whew.
And 54% said they're not sure.
Wait, it's worse than you're saying then. Half of the people aren't sure. What? For the people that aren't sure, what would do it for you? What evidence could you see that would make you think that these guys are guilty?
Oh, well, here. Three-quarters of black respondents said yes, the three men should be found guilty. A combined 48% of white respondents said the same. Only white women with college degrees held the view by a majority.
Okay.
61%. So what does that tell you? White people and white men...
Yes.
Without college degrees. Uneducated racist shit fucks. Well, not that being educated
no
makes you racist or not.
No. No. But like it is an issue. How do you make people not be racist? Again, yesterday I suggested a pill that you give people to make them nicer. Or terraform the planet like they did in Firefly. That was a They terraformed the planet and put in like Prozac or something, and it instantly made people nicer.
32% of those identifying as Trump voters said they should be found guilty.
God.
84% of Biden voters say that they should be found guilty.
Wow.
With only 2% saying no, 16% saying not sure.
Not sure! But in the video of it, did you see the video? Watch that video.
Well, the
not quite fucking sure.
The lawyer for one of the racist Rick McRacist faced are the one who leaked the video in the first place.
Yeah. So
they really thought it was exonerating.
They did.
Yeah. It was the dude who took the video.
Thank God they didn't.
His lawyer leaked it. Somebody in his lawyer's office, because they thought it was like exonerating. Jesus. Or something. Or
well. Hey, it is a weird thing to say. The trial did happen in Georgia, but thank God it didn't happen in Wisconsin.
Oh,
you know.
So there you go, America. Only 1/3 of Republicans think that the Ahmaud Arbery trial went the right way.
Yeah. Everybody else just fire chief signaling.
So terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying. Especially like these. What's up with these? Like, there seems to be like a rash of young fucking asshole Republicans. Or is there always a rash of those?
Yeah, I think it's a.
Jeez, God. I mean, come on, man. I mean, okay, let's play a game. Louie Gohmert. Who's worse? Name a worse Republican. Louie Gohmert. Now your turn. You have to beat Louie Gohmert.
Matt Gaetz.
Okay. Okay. Who's worse than Matt
Gaetz? Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. There we go. The game's over.
I mean, Mitch McConnell.
I think Donald Trump is the worst, maybe.
It's a Sophie's choice.
Bannon.
We have other news. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Look at the time flying today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Ilhan Omar hung up on Boebert.
We're almost to the traffic report. What'd you say?
Ilhan Omar, the headline over at Fox says, Ilhan Omar hangs up on Representative Boebert.
Fuck yeah!
After tense phone call about controversial remarks.
I love that story. I love that story. Remember how Biden was bragging that he at the beginning of his fucking campaign where he's like, I can get along with segregationists and shit. I didn't particularly like that. I liked that that Ilhan Omar hung up on this asshole.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing to be gained. Reaching across the aisle these days is like, it's fucking nuts.
I wish there was a tape.
Oh, come on.
Like, what did she say when she called up to, quote, apologize that pissed off Omar?
God, do you think Ilhan Omar hates what's her face? Boebert.
Come on. Of course.
Yeah.
I wonder if my God. Fox edited out a picture of Donald Trump.
I get it, Ilhan. I hate her, too. She sucks.
From a picture with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
She's on trial today, right?
They cropped out Trump in the picture. It's a famous picture of Trump, Melania, Epstein, and Ghislaine.
Yes.
And they left Melania in right next to Epstein, but they cropped out Trump. On Fox News when they're showing a picture of Ghislaine Maxwell.
But they left Melania in.
They left Melania in.
That's funny.
Who gives a fuck about Christmas?
Hey, Trump and Melania, did you know that 50% of the people in that photograph you're in are sex traffickers? and we're not even sure that that's
maybe
the right
higher
percentage. Maybe a lot higher.
By the way, the White House already, did you see the pictures? It's already more festive.
Yes.
Than...
Oh, they're not doing the...
But they're showing
the blood tourniquet.
They have
trees
those pictures again of those blood trees see. That are just... It's just so fucking... Is it creepy? It's so weird.
It looks like The Handmaid's Tale, and it's scary.
Who gives a fuck about Christmas?
You know what I like? It's nice. You bring your kid gets to visit the White House and leaves crying with COVID. Jesus Christ. Who made her think that she liked those? She liked the trees.
Who, Melania?
Or did she...
Fuck Christmas! She hates Christmas.
Did she make him shitty on purpose, do you think?
I don't know. Maybe.
Or maybe she thought it was cool.
Or maybe that's her taste. I mean,
blood. My taste.
You
is
saw what their apartment looked like. Blood. But that's all him though. That garish, yeah,
gold shit,
French provincial, hideous, tacky bullshit.
Right. And that's just his kids.
Oh, Bobert squealing.
Bobert.
Bobert slams Omar. Hanging up on someone is part of cancel culture 101.
You said, look who's coming. The Jihad Squad. It's okay. She doesn't have a backpack on her. You said that to a group of people out loud. Mm. But you made it up, too.
It was a lie, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lie. It's insane.
And then she invented this story about her being so brave, being alone in the elevator. Should I say it or should I not? So I turned to her and said, looks like the Jihad Squad made it into work today.
I mean, you know, we should want more from the people that write laws, I think.
Yeah.
It's amazing the Republicans could never come up with their own health care plan, you know. With geniuses like these on board? Wow. Bobert.
This is a... oh, great. This is from Mediaite. There's more wackiness in this story that can fit in one headline, so buckle up. An interesting job history, a unique investigation and arrest, a truly bonkers court hearing, and a court-ordered cross-country road trip. Of course, it involves a Florida man.
Damn!
Meet James Beeks, also known by his stage name, James T. Justice. He's a 49-year-old Michael Jackson impersonator.
Oh.
And was playing Judas in a touring production of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, cool.
Until he was arrested by the FBI last week for being involved in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
Oh, fuck. That's a great musical, too. I mean, you know.
He reportedly joined the Oath Keepers shortly before the events at the Capitol, with the FBI confirming he paid dues. You got to pay dues.
Of course.
To the far-right militia group.
Yeah. Bullets aren't free.
The DOJ's press release announcing his arrest described him as wearing, quote, a Michael Jackson bad world tour jacket,
oh, yeah,
and a black helmet, carrying what appeared to be a homemade black shield when he met up with Oath Keepers while walking from the Ellipse to the Capitol on January 6th.
Jesus Christ.
He and the Oath Keepers then allegedly marched in stack formation into the Capitol grounds up the east steps of the Capitol.
Wait. He was in that formation? Yeah. Michael, the Michael Jackson impersonator? Yeah. Now, you know what? When you meet someone and you find out what they do, just know that you might not know everything about them.
He wasn't arrested until last week. It took a while for investigators to identify him, but his unique attire and information provided by another defendant squealing on each other.
Shimon.
Confirmed, they confirmed on his cell phone data that showed him traveling from his central Florida residence to Washington, D.C.
Want to be starting something.
He was arrested in Milwaukee. The latest stop for the touring production of Jesus Christ Superstar. They've already removed him from the webpage.
He was Judas, though?
Judas, yeah.
Damn, that's a great part.
It's a big part, yeah.
You should have done that insurrection thing. You would still have your fucking theater job, you dumb fuck.
God, who would ever think you're
I never
you're doing some fucking touring and you're in Milwaukee and all of a sudden Judas is getting hauled off for being in the insurrection?
Yeah, what the fuck? You wouldn't believe what I saw in the green room today.
He must have lied and just pretended. There's no way he's telling all the actors in Jesus Christ Superstar that. He was proudly.
You know what probably happened? He's got, well, who's playing the part now?
I don't know.
If I'm his understudy and I hear that shit, hi, can I speak to J. Edgar Hoover? I have some news. I might drop a dime, you know?
From the beginning, he objected to being represented by an attorney. despite the presence of two court-appointed federal defenders. I am an American standing under public law, and I am here by special divine appearance, he declared to the chief judge.
See, like, and this guy's a good actor, right? So just imagine what this lunatic is like in rehearsal.
The judge asked him if he is representing himself, and he objected to that as well, saying, I cannot represent myself because I am myself. I reserve all rights at all times and waive none ever.
Jesus Christ, the superstar.
The judge said, that's all gobbledygook. I have no idea what you're saying.
Man, this is wild.
And then she brought up several affidavits he had filed with the court that were rejecting the court's legal authority over him.
Oh, man, dude. Stick the highlight in your lines, you dumb fuck. I mean, I assumed the guy was a good actor because to get a role like that on a tour, you have to be, you have to have some chops, right? I mean, that's a good part.
And now he's talked himself into not getting bail. Quote, a defendant who objects to jurisdiction of the court rejects being subject to the laws of the United States. Who objects to the rule of law is typically not released pre-trial.
My God, moron. What is your problem?
So, dumb fuck just talked himself into no bail.
You know, I don't know what the green room was like in, you know, traveling in this tour. Boy, I bet prison is different. Or jail, or wherever he is. Maybe you can direct a production of something in the on the inside, like, I don't know.
But they did finally talk to him, one of the public defenders.
Right.
And they got him to accept strict terms of pretrial release, including a GPS monitor.
Oh, good.
And curfew. It says, then the justice system hit another hurdle in dealing with this Florida man.
Yes.
He was physically in Wisconsin and was required to return to his Gotha, Florida?
I don't know.
G-O-T-H-A?
You know what? It sounds horrible. Welcome to Gotha, bitch. Here's some alligators and some methamphetamine. God damn.
Oh, my God. Population 2041. Woo. Is a, it's not even a city. It's a census designated place in Orange County, Florida, located between Ocoee and Windermere.
Is that near us?
No, oh, down okay. There. It is part of the Orlando Kissimmee Metropolitan Statistical Area. But it's
for statistics' sake, we're going to include you with Orlando, but really, you're in a small little hamlet surrounded by alligators.
You're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Yeah, it's like...
He's going to be a hometown hero.
It looks like it's like 20 miles west of Orlando.
You see, this guy is used... Well, he's an oath keeper. Do you think he's going to be welcomed home as a hero? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it true that when this guy goes to prison that he's going to star in a Starlight Express production in San Quentin?
They are going, the tour continues, by the way, just if you're worried. They're going on to Toronto without him.
Dude, see, this is what happened.
For a month, wow.
Dan, you're going to jail. No, you're going to Gotha to be on house arrest before your trial. Now all your fucking friends are going to Toronto to do Jesus Christ Superstar. Boy, that sounds like more fun than insurrection, you dumb fuck. God, what an idiot.
The FBI had taken his car keys when they arrested him, Beeks complained, along with cash and some gold and silver that he had.
God.
That he claimed they seized.
Do you think this guy also loses his mind if someone whistles in the theater or they put their shoes on the dressing room table?
They think he's going to disappear. Howell ordered the FBI, the judge ordered the FBI to return the car keys to this asshole so he could drive back to Florida.
Wow.
The fate of the gold and silver remains undetermined, it says. Meanwhile, the show must go on, and Jesus Christ, the superstar moves on to Toronto.
I wonder who got the part. The understudy, probably.
So there we go.
Do you think someone on the cast informed on him?
I hope so. That would be hilarious.
That would be great. The fucking understudy did it.
We have... Chris Cuomo's private texts reveal shocking details, include using sources to dig up info on brothers' accusers.
Damn! That sounds unethical. Shit.
Among the shocking new details, Chris told the governor's staff that a friend of his had appealed to actor Alec Baldwin to record a rant on Instagram against cancel culture.
He wanted Alec Baldwin to help him with cancel culture. Alec Baldwin is dealing with his own shit right now, I think. I'm sorry. He can't come to the phone right now for you, right?
In a testimony for the investigation, the CNN host claimed that he, through a friend, implored Baldwin not to get involved. I know Alec Baldwin, so does Andrew. I have a very good friend who is named here who called me, said Alec wants to get to talk about cancel culture or political correctness. I asked him not to. I said, tell him to stay out of it. It's not necessary. He said, well, he's going to do it, and I think it's a good idea for him to do it. He wants to talk about these things.
Jeez. Great. I don't know. Everybody's an asshole. God, that's creepy.
The so Cuomo's. Cuomo's like, the creepy Cuomo's, maybe.
The Cuomo brothers. They were creepy. God.
CNN says it will be conducting a thorough review of these new documents that were released by the Attorney General of New York.
Damn, Chris. The problem is, Chris, that you get fired from Fox, you can go to Newsmax.
Yeah, sure.
Where does he go?
Maybe, or OAN.
Right. Where's he going to go? What liberal news thing wants to take, some guy that's using his... I mean, maybe he didn't do it. That's pretty creepy, though.
Good news. I don't know if you were following the hashtag Snowasis over the weekend.
No.
It was a story.
The band, Oasis.
Yes, it was a story in in a remote pub in Yorkshire.
Okay.
In the middle of nowhere. And it turns out that a group of, I think they were saying like 50, 60 people, 61 people.
Yes.
Braved the weather to drive to go see their favorite Oasis cover band, Noasis. And they ended up stranded at the Tan Hill Inn for 3 days by a blizzard, a snowstorm.
Okay.
Trapped with an Oasis cover band.
God damn.
For 3 days.
But they wanted to see the cover band.
Well, sure.
You're that much of a fan of Oasis that you did that? That you traveled to see Noasis?
The large majority of the people trapped at a pub in Yorkshire were finally able to leave tonight, hours ago in Britain.
Are there our Oasis enthusiasts out there that love that?
Oh, Oasis is like...
What the?
Huge. There are people who think they're the better than the Beatles. Oasis is huge.
I know that Waterfall song. I mean, I Wonderwall. I like that song, but they're not. Do you think there is the Beatles?
Really like their music. I don't think they're.
You like the Beatles
the
better?
Beatles. Well, yeah, but I really like Oasis too.
Yeah.
The Nicola Townsend manager for the Tan Hill Tavern said only two guests were left and they're staying one more night until they're more confident to drive on the roads.
Yeah.
She said, we've had a good time meeting new friends, getting to know new people.
What did you guys talk about the whole time?
It was 3 days. An Oasis cover band, along with the group of staff and patrons, were stuck at a pub in Yorkshire since last Friday after heavy snowfall.
This would make a great play. You know?
Making matters more difficult, the Tan Hill Inn is in a fairly remote location, sitting atop the Pennine, P-E-N-N-I-N-E,
yes,
moors in Yorkshire Dales National Park.
Right.
It even has the distinction of being Britain's highest pub, situated 1,732 feet above sea level. 1,700. I'm sorry to laugh at Britain having 1,700 feet as their highest pub, but
yeah. You know what's weird is like they couldn't get the real Oasis.
61 people braved the weather to see their band.
God.
God. Although that number dwindled to about 50, some off-roaders were able to help some parents return to their children, while a mountain rescue group aided one man who needed medical treatment ongoing condition.
Because you're seeing a cover band for Oasis. Jeez.
They also had a downed power line blocking the road leading out of the pub that they had to wait to get fixed.
Why does God hate Oasis? Or this, you know, Oasis fans.
The band is now embracing its new nickname, Snow Aces.
That's funny.
The roads are still very icy. The main road is still shut. It's not gridded or plowed yet, as the vehicles have to get past the downed power lines. No way we're leaving here until at least late afternoon, if they say, if at all today. And that was yesterday.
The difference is, if you just pretend for a second that's actually Oasis there, this will be resolved. And they would have rescued Oasis. They would have sent a helicopter in. But Snow Aces can go fuck themselves.
Snow Aces can go fuck themselves.
Yeah. Did they run out of alcohol or anything?
As for accommodations, the Tan Hill does have a handful of guest rooms, plus space outside for campers and RVs, but many of those stranded ended up sleeping on sofas and mattresses in the pub's lounge.
God damn.
To pass the time, they kept busy with pub quizzes, pub puzzles, movies. They watched Grease and Mamma Mia.
Okay.
That sounds like fun. Even a bit of karaoke.
Yeah. Let me guess, what songs you guys sing?
They said there was no risk of running out of food because the inn stocks up for the winter. There you go. Last night, the owner said, Mike Kenny said, last night they had a singing karaoke. Even Oasis did a few acoustic numbers.
Nice.
They're tremendous people and are mucking in like everyone else. Oh, the stars were rubbing elbows with the regular people, Ryan.
So Oasis is like, look, we're here with some super Oasis fans, so let's put a tip jar out, get out your fucking guitar, and sing Wonderwall one more fucking time, please.
No one seemed to get cabin fever or grow sick of Wonderwall. No official count on how many times they sang or played it over the 3 days.
Holy fuck. Somebody there is like, you know what? I could, for your birthday, I'm going to take you to see Snow Aces. They're not quite Oasis, but it'll be fun. It'll be a nice afternoon. We'll go down there.
The stranded strangers were not only considerate with each other, but helped keep the inn tidy and started a small collection fund for the staff. That's really cool.
That's really nice.
They're talking about getting back together next year for a reunion. There you go.
That sounds like fun. That's a very nice story. I mean, it could, you know, if it was a cover band for, say, a different band, it could have gone differently.
Stryker.
Yeah, they would have been branding each other for the last droplet of alcohol.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know Oasis was that popular. That's nice. Are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Maybe.
Because the Foo Fighters, they were inducted, I think, recently into that. Oasis seems like similarly popular to the Foo Fighters, you know?
Liam Gallagher says he has no interest in seeing Oasis inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah, man. Why? Is he just like too cool? He's like, go fuck yourself.
Oh, he's crazy. They're both nuts.
Are they nuts?
They hate each other, yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, they haven't spoken in years. That's why there's no Oasis anymore.
God, if you guys would have played...
The two brothers loathe each other.
Dude, if they would have played this, then they would have been stuck together for 3 days. Mm-hmm. Better story. They don't get along.
No, hate each other.
Well, go off on your own separate projects.
They're brothers.
I would say, who gets Oasis? Yep. I do, motherfucker.
Nolan, Liam, Gallagher. The Gallagher brothers. They're right. Notorious
Can they
nutballs.
Can they split up and all both perform as Oasis legally? Or do they have to be something else?
That's one of the ones that I think has been a little contentious. There's nobody's performing as Oasis. I think they're just out doing their own thing.
It's not like Gallagher and his brother fighting over, you know.
So there you go.
Wow.
I thought that was a funny story.
That is a great story.
Trapped in a pub with an Oasis cover band.
That would make a great film.
Somebody will probably do a play about it or something
in
Britain.
Play. Just like you have to buy the rights to the Oasis music, you know.
Ooh.
You have somebody sit there.
It's going to be probably talk to Liam and not Noel.
Right.
Maybe Noel, not Liam. I forget which one is the real crazy
Step
one.
But
they're both kind of crazy.
I can think of two songs, Wonderwall and the song that goes, Step Inside, da 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 da. Whatever that song is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what else do they do? I can think of two fucking songs.
Well, I can think of a lot of them, but I was really into them for a while.
Oh, you liked them? Okay, well.
Yeah, I really like their music.
They have a greatest hits?
I don't know.
Right. Well, they can't get along, so maybe they didn't record that many albums. That's sad.
I mean, they really thought they were, you know, the reincarnation of...
Jeez.
Of...
John Lennon or some shit like that. Well, that's impossible. You can't do that. That's an impossibility. So that just, when you say that, that means that you think that you're better or just as good, which is crazy.
Is that Champagne Supernova you were talking about?
Champagne Supernova. I like that is a great song.
Yeah, I really like their music. Anyway.
Snow Aces, Omicron.
We've got other news.
How sad if that story ended up that just happened, right?
Yeah, over the weekend.
Oh, over the weekend?
Yeah, they just got, today they just got released.
So let's follow up in 2 weeks and see who got corona from that. See how much viral.
In the middle of Yorkshire? I don't know. Or wherever the fuck they were.
We don't wear masks.
We also have this story.
Yes.
Okay, this is crazy. This is Mike Flynn.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. There's this big battle now going on as Lynn Wood seems to be now going complete scorched earth and is going after pretty much everybody that he's ever dealt with.
Right.
We talked about, I think last week, him going after Sidney Powell.
Okay.
And throwing her into the bus and
right.
saying she's nuts and everything now. But now, Lynn Wood.
Yes.
Has released a recording. Lynn Wood records his phone calls.
Oh, okay.
And he has released a recording of a call of him with Mike Flynn.
Oh, shit.
And it's supposed to be, he put it out on Telegram, of course.
Oh, yes. Oh, I can't wait.
And it's Lynn Wood and Mikey Flynn talking about the QAnon.
Okay.
Phenomenon.
Right. And they both believe in it? Or?
So the QAnon movement really is a movement that spun out of your digital soldiers. I'm tired of these QAnon people attacking me.
Maybe, I don't know that.
But yeah, you know some of them.
So Lynn Wood is accusing Mike Flynn of his people.
Creating QAnon.
Your digital, on your digital soldiers, the QAnon movement is a movement that spun out of your digital soldiers, which is not true. QAnon existed long before Mikey Flynn.
Right, right.
Was into it, that we knew he was into it.
So the QAnon movement really is a movement that spun out of your digital soldiers. I'm tired of these QAnon people attacking me.
Maybe, I don't know that.
But you know some of them.
I think it's a disinformation campaign. I think it's a disinformation campaign that the CIA created. That's what I believe now.
So Mikey Flynn thinks QAnon is a disinformation campaign created by the CIA.
Is it?
The CIA created. That's what I believe now. I don't know that for a fact, but that's what I think it is. I think it's a disinformation campaign. It's actually a very, very interesting article today out that was sent to me. I'll send it to you about how the QAnon movement has failed and all that. But I find it total nonsense.
I find it total nonsense, he says.
Nonsense that the QAnon
movement... QAnon is nonsense.
Okay.
About how the QAnon movement has failed and all that. But I find it, total nonsense. And I think it's a disinformation campaign created by the left. And the types of people that can create something like that are the kinds of people that we train for certain, with certain skills in the CIA.
So Mikey Flynn thinks QAnon is a CIA op meant to discredit conservatives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And liberals created it, actually.
Of course.
You know, because who else can, it's so horrible and so vast. Who else can come up with it but evil, satanic, mm-hmm. baby-eating, you know?
And who else is going to come up with JFK Jr. coming back?
Well, I don't know. That's pretty wild. People showing up for that, you know?
Kinds of people that we train for certain, you know, with certain skills in the CIA. And, yeah. And
I'm aware that the CIA does it.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it was.
Yeah, I'm aware the CIA does programs where they'll give you 75% of the truth and wrap it in a package that makes you look crazy to demean the truth right. they gave you. And right. I've always assumed that Q, as it yeah. originally started, may have been a white hat operation that got, in effect, kidnapped by the black hats, or is either a black hat or a white hat. I don't know. I don't care. What Q stood for initially, I've always believed. Yeah. I've always believed, one, there were Q drops. I never really understood them, didn't look at them. But I understood what Q stood for.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I feel like I'm trying to do here for myself in terms of my faith, I believe the only issue that's before this country right now that's of primary importance is to investigate the communist effort to steal our presidency.
Jesus communist effort.
Christ.
To steal. This is how these people talk on private phone calls. Isn't this... These people are insane.
I was really, I mean, you know, I didn't think he was going to go commie.
Oh, that's one of his go-tos. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So he thinks QAnon is created by communists. Is that what he's saying? Or created to turn us into communists? Wow. What's it like when Grandpa Mike Flynn shows up at Thanksgiving?
It says, Wood just posted a screenshot, this is on 27th, purporting to show that retired general and former national security advisor Mike Flynn, A, gets news from notorious white supremacist Holocaust denier Hal Turner, and B, always knew Q was a fraud.
Right. That will bother people. They're people, right? Because
And this guy, Hal Turner, if this is true, that this is the guy that Mike Flynn goes to for his news. This guy is a Holocaust denier and blames the Jews for everything.
Jesus. Wow. So, like, you know,
he Lynn Wood sent texts allegedly from Mike Flynn.
Okay.
So there you go.
Jeez, there you go. They're all a bunch of fucking Nazis.
Oh, the link he sent to Mike Flynn sent to Lynn Wood about Q. He goes, here's the article about Q. I've always believed it is a setup and disinformation campaign to make people look like a bunch of kooks.
Yeah.
And it's the Hal Turner radio show.
The white supremacist radio
yes,
show.
Yes, the Holocaust denier who blames the Jews for everything. That's
right.
That's who Mike Flynn... That's the link that Mike Flynn sent to, purportedly. It could be fake. This is a screen cap, supposedly. Of
Mike,
text.
Class it up a little and send a link from Rick Wiles, right?
So then Lynn Wood posted a 16-minute audio clip.
Yay.
Of a phone call between him and, purportedly, between him and Mikey Flynn.
16 minutes. Jesus. God, they talk all the time?
But there's another one now. So that's that recording. And then I found this other tweet.
Yeah.
About, I don't know if there's a news story about it. Let me find the tweet here. But this is another one. This is another recording that this asshole put out there. Lynn Wood.
Right. Yeah, this guy's busy.
Of him talking to the Overstock.com asshole.
Oh, what the fuck is that guy's name? He is an asshole.
I'll get it in a second. Yeah. Who somehow injected himself into the narrative, like near in the Stop the Steal shit, Byrne.
Right.
Patrick Byrne, maybe? Something
he was like involved in that crazy, like, farce that went on at the White House, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, here.
Say again.
I know you're mad with me, Patrick, but it is what it is. I only spoke the truth.
Lynn Ringden, but it's okay. I'm not in the least mad at you, Lynn.
Hello, let me spare you. I wanted to call you today, literally. I don't know what, but I wanted to, I thought of you so fondly all year. I don't know if you've seen how much I quote you and how I defend you and stuff, and softly, but I am not in the least mad at you, man. I think that you're a little kooky, and it seems you're...
Now, hold on a second, Patrick. Patrick, kooky is a word that would fit you. Don't insult me. It doesn't
Holy
fit
shit.
Me.
He's too.
That is funny.
Listen to these assholes.
Kooky.
These are supposed to be on the same side.
Kooky is the word that fits you, motherfucker.
That's funny. Kooky. They're kooky.
You call to talk to me or you call to insult me? Make up your mind and we can talk if you want to talk.
What was the first choice?
Talk to me. Don't insult me. When somebody tells me I'm kooky and I know I'm not, the person that says it is the kooky one. Now let's talk about what you want to talk about.
It can also be said with affection. It can be a nice way of saying to somebody, I'm affection for you, but let's talk.
We don't know each other, Pat. You don't have any affection for me. What do you want to talk about?
Well, one thing I wanted to do was talk about out of my affection for you. I wanted to call and tell you.
I mean,
God, what
Lynn
I-
Woods is out of his mind, but I have respect for him here. He's like, look, you don't fucking know me. You're calling for something. What do you want? And Patrick Byrne is just...
God damn. What? Why is Patrick Byrne sucking Lynn Wood's dick?
I don't know. They go on...
Crazy.
It's something about the Navy SEALs.
Something.
Okay.
About I saw this, something that you said about when Kyle accused you of this, which I immediately told people this is total bullshit on television. I see, Flynn sent me a... You recorded some journalist who called you to ask about it, and you did a nice job tearing it up, and Flynn sent me that. I didn't know anything about these accusations. There's some guy named David Hancock, is his name?
Okay, blah, 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 blah.
Jeez.
The,
Lynn Wood is really kind of poopy pants in this conversation. He's just not having it.
Well, tell me what I need to know. I know there's a lot of things I don't know. I don't know if the earth is flat or round. I think it's round, but I don't need to know it. What do I need to know, Patrick? Just tell me.
I'll tell you real quick. On March 5th, both Sydney and Mike asked me to move down to Florida and stand up defending the Republic. I said no. And they said, oh, it's all going to fall apart. We're going to need you to do this.
They wanted his money.
Right.
Because Sydney Powell was grifting.
Yeah.
They think she might have raised $50 million.
For
and
what?
And kept it.
For Jesus.
For the defense fund.
This is crazy.
Lynn
Wood is really ticked off. I mean, what's going on with him in this moment?
One thing I do know about, and that is a woman scorned. I've had four divorces. It's not good. If Sydney wanted to bed you down and you turned her down, I don't know.
So this guy is saying...
bed you down.
Yeah. Byrne says that Sydney kept trying to fuck him. Let me see if I can find that part.
Oh, my God. They wanted him to go to that.
I think Mike Flynn, Joe Flynn, Patrick Byrne, and the other five people that I had hired and built an office around all walked out the door at Sydney and had never spoken a word to her since. Now, you can infer what you want from that, but by lumping with me Sydney, it tells me that you're not. I haven't spoken a word to Sydney since April 6th. And I never will again. And
is defendingtherepublic.org under federal investigation?
I have not walked out. We all resigned on April 6th. We walked out the door. I gave her a laundry list of things she had to clean up and told her she had to get an auditor and filled this and everything. She refused to let me look at any. Well, I can't tell you anymore. But I left her. We walked out after 17 days there. And the entire, I had hired about five people.
So what the fuck is going on? I gave her a laundry list of things she had to clean
this
up.
This is they all, that whatever he just said, that URL, Restore the Republic or whatever it was, .org, is what they set up to raise the money to go after the legal defense to save the Republic.
Yeah,
save the Republic.org or whatever.
We had Mike and Joe. And we all walked out on the same day, and you can infer what you want from that. But you're a smart man. You can probably guess. And so I've no idea.
I try not to guess. I try to take facts and connect logical.
I try to take facts.
You just said you're not sure about the earth being round, dude. He said that. I mean.
No, Sydney. I only know her from a professional standpoint, but that's really neither here nor there to me.
well, she was incredible. If you've ever seen the movie The Devil Wears Prada, working with her was that movie squared. And everyone walked out the door. And yes, there were, in fact, just at the point, I don't want to tell too much, but I can tell you that within a day or two of being there, I said, I need to get my hands out of the money. And she started telling me, well, here, there's one account with $1 million in it. You manage that. And I said, no, I need to audit. We need to build accounting around everything. And she said, you can audit that one bank account. And I said, that's not how it works, Sydney. When I sign things to the IRS and the federal government, I got to sign for every dollar that came in, not just one little bank account that you created for me. I need visibility to the whole money. And then I got a CFO, a CPA, CFO to come in. And she said no to me. I said, well, once she has a CFO, he'll make her understand. You can't just say, we got a CFO. And after 10 days, he said to her, we need an audit. And she blew her top. And I said, no, we need an audit. We need to audit soup to nuts every dollar that came into this business. We hear there's, you won't believe how much money I heard came in. We never saw over $800,000.
So Sydney Powell didn't want the guy who was supposedly the money guy. He was supposed to, yeah.
Well, doesn't she understand if she's taking in all that money, you can't just, like, you got to have, like he says, you got to build accounting around it.
Oh, yeah.
Which sounds kind of fishy, doesn't it? I mean, we have to fucking massage this money and make it look not fucked up and not illegal.
So this goes on. They both think that Powell's under federal investigation. Wood goes on to accuse Powell of signing his name to lawsuits. We've already heard that some of these ridiculous lawsuits that she tried to file.
Right.
Frivolous. She put his name on them, and he said that ain't the truth.
Yeah.
And this says, based on what Byrne is saying, Powell could have grifted up to $70 million.
Holy shit. off of her restore.
Yes. Restore the Republic,
Jesus,
or whatever.
Christ.
So if the feds are investigating, Sydney, it was all I could do not to drop a dime on her. I thought it the right thing to do.
Jesus.
But I did make it known in the right places. but I mean, I didn't have knowledge, and I consulted a lawyer because did I have knowledge or what? But I sure walked out the door. Within a week of leaving, more facts had come in that made me think, holy shit, Sydney's just running this as a scam. She's raising this money. It's secretly for profit, and there's nothing. And she gave herself stock options. Have you ever heard somebody do one of these things and give themselves stock options?
I've never heard of that. It's not anything I've ever been involved in, so I don't know anything about it.
No,
so I wouldn't be able to comment whether it's right or wrong, but the overall picture that you're painting is pretty bleak.
It's really bleak. Yeah, I walked out the door. I won't have anything to do with it. And to be honest, Lynn, you're the first person other than Mike and Joe that I've talked to this way, because, I haven't said anything. Meanwhile, I know she's out in the world. She also twice got drunk and really very directly tried to get me to bed in front of other people. And she got really hurt, and she wrote me love letters and this kind of nonsense about how hurt she was and stuff. And then when it all snapped and we walked out the door, she became super vindictive. And all she's done is go around for 6 months and raise and make up stuff about me and Flint.
This is the gazillionaire guy who invented Overstock.com.
They're gossipy little bitches, aren't they?
Right. Oh, she wanted to. She tried to take me to bed.
Boo.
She got drunk a couple of times.
Oh my god!
Well, there's more.
6 months. I've never spoken this way about her. You're the first person I've been spent 6 months trying to get everyone in the evangelical community to cut me out. I won't appear with Patrick Byrne. She made up. I heard that I poisoned her. I heard that I drugged and date raped her. I've heard crazy stuff, and she's just that shit. That's all I can say. I literally have heard so she gets with people and starts rumors. One is like that I poisoned her, and another is that I drugged her and date raped her. Mm-hmm. It's the crazy. You know what can you say?
So I'm flabbergasted. I've never heard anything like this.
Jeez, everybody's flabbergasted and shocked, and it's just crazy as fuck over there, isn't it?
Now they start talking about Kyle Rittenhouse, and you know, Lynn Wood was It was Kyle Rittenhouse's lawyer for 5 minutes.
Oh, I forgot that.
And this new lawyer that took over like wants nothing to do with Linwood. He wants right. he wants Rittenhouse to change his name and, oh, and yeah, go underground yeah. and disappear.
Right.
Because he and even Kyle Rittenhouse said, I think it was on Tucker, that Linwood wanted to keep him in jail longer so he could raise more money.
Oh, shit. What?
Yeah.
God damn, that's fucked up. Well, I mean, wow. You know, depending on the money you're raising, I mean, that could be, that's crazy.
In a way that told me he'd been coached, he made, I'm sure you've seen it now, he made a point to veer in his interview over and make this point that Linwood left me in, but almost like he'd been coached to do it.
Oh, and listen, he had to be coached because it's a lie. Once we raised the money, John Pierce, who at the time was representing him as the criminal lawyer, I never was. I was doing, had signed on to help him with defamation after the criminal case. He told us to stand down right after we made the bail, that they were going to do their own fundraising. So Fight Back stood down. We took everything off our website. He said he was going to handle the defamation cases. I said, here's a letter of withdrawal. And, you know, I wished him luck. And then all of a sudden, I understand Dave Hancock got involved. Well, that's a dot that's interesting because Hancock was here right before Mike was here. But Mike was here in November. I'm sure
Mike Flynn is who yeah. Mike is, by the way.
Okay.
Here right before Mike was here. But Mike was here in November. I'm sure I talked to him at times that I was busting my butt to try to help Kyle. And Mike Flynn sat silently. But Mike Flynn's written me all these nice notes telling me how he'd go to war with me and take a bullet in a firing squad with me. And then when Vernon Jones came after me and then Kyle Rittenhouse came after me, old Mike Flynn got out of the foxhole and ran.
Jeez. Did Kyle Rittenhouse come after you or did he just not want to work with you or something?
And then I got information that you and Joe had wanted to approach the Rittenhouses after he got out on bail to raise $5 million for him through the America Project.
God. So it says, it goes on to say that Linwood indicates that Byrne and Flynn were involved in yeah. Kyle's fundraising and coaching for Fox.
Okay.
And then cast some shade on the unsuccessful audit grift operation that got a lot of money too. The Arizona wow. audit.
No, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's involved.
None of that months earlier. So I don't know the details. What I do know is that there are concerns about how Doug handled the audit. Doug yeah, was in know. My house with Mike Flynn.
Doug is the Cyber Ninjas guy.
Oh, my God.
Handled the audit. Doug yeah, was in my house with Mike Flynn. I don't know what he was doing. And so I have concerns about what Jim Penrose. Do you know Jim?
I love Jim.
I thought Jim was a fine Christian man. I've had information now since in the last two or three weeks. Doug, Jim Penrose may not be who he purported himself to be. I know he was with NSA. That's all I knew.
Dun-dun-dun.
Maybe I made the mistake of letting everybody come down here and take advantage of my hospitality.
No, it was great. It was great that you did that, and it was super useful.
It was super mutual. It was great, Mike. It was super. Wait, what's this guy's name?
Patrick Byrne.
Oh, Patrick Byrne.
Jeez.
And Lynn Wood killing it.
When pressed about who messed up the audit efforts, Byrne throws a couple of other people under the bus.
Yeah.
As to who was responsible for the decision-making behind them being hired and monitoring them, Byrne says, oh, I don't know. I only bought them pizza one time.
That's what the Overstock guy said?
Yeah.
I bought a pizza.
When pressed again and Wood wanted an audit of the audit.
Yes, of course.
Byrne switches tactics. He changes the subject and then asks Wood if he could hire him as a lawyer in the future. Wood says he still has a license, but no law firm, so he shouldn't count on it.
Right. Things are probably going to be rough for Lynn Wood.
But this is, Lynn Wood put this all out on SoundCloud.
A 16-minute phone call.
A 55-minute phone call.
Oh, wow.
Is this one with Patrick Byrne.
Damn. Jesus. How did the Overstock guy get fucking sucked into
they're,
this?
Yeah,
shit?
They're just... I mean,
these people are vermin, man. It's like...
Yeah, and listen to the way they even talk to each other. They're supposed to be on the same side. You don't know me. You don't like me.
Right. You don't have any... What do you say? You don't have any affection for me.
Yeah.
It's not affectionate. You're calling me a kook. Well, you are a kook, Lynn!
And when somebody calls me a kook and I know I'm not, that means they're the kook.
I don't want to get involved in business with somebody's like, hey, listen, I'm not sure about the earth being round.
I don't care.
You don't care? Okay.
I think it's round. Maybe right. Flat. I don't know. I don't care.
It makes me nervous that you're not certain. I don't know. God.
So hopefully there'll be more Lynn Wood tapes, because goddamn.
He's a contrarian.
This motherfucker. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, in this tape, I really give it to this Overstock fucking asshole. Not affection. You don't have affection for me.
I think it's about time that we're done.
Oh, shit.
Glancing at anything that might be really quick that we need to chat about, but I don't think there is.
Right. We still have the coronavirus and the Omicron. It's still out and about, right? Omicron?
Well, sure.
Okay.
It's a new addition. But
are we still concerned about it? Any new variant news?
Not in the last hour and 56 minutes.
Yay.
Since we started the show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's got he's going doing shit on the internet. And his information's on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Hasta mañana. We'll talk to you guys next time.
DTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.